Before we move to the approval of the agenda, just for the public who's kind enough to come down today, just want to explain a little bit about what'll take place at this meeting. So make sure we all understand that. This is a special call meeting. Of course, the commission meets regularly twice a month. This issue's come up where it's going to need a little more discussion, a little more time. Therefore, we did a special call meeting. We're not going to vote on anything today. We're going to talk about some options that were worked out either as ideas with commissioners or through working with the Board of Education together to come up maybe with some solutions. So given that, when we get our agenda approved, there is only one item. It is a special call meeting for the purpose of discussing the tax. We'll open it up and let commissioners, I'll explain each of the options, and then we'll let commissioners weigh in and talk amongst themselves on that. But no final action will be taken until our meeting on Monday. It has to be done because any changes have to be done as a local act through the legislature. And there's a certain procedure for that where it has to be advertised for a certain number of weeks and whatnot. And then that'll allow it to be put on the ballot in June during the primaries. So the commission was adamant that yes, you know, there is a need, and two, the people need to be the ones that decide on it by a vote. By doing it with in conjunction with a primary election, there's no additional cost to the taxpayer. So if we were to had it separate as a special election, then you would be looking at several thousands of dollars to do that. And that's an unnecessary cost. There's time enough to get it on the ballot. So that's a little bit about what's going on. You'll have more than enough time to talk with commissioners afterwards on this. We want to encourage you to do that. We're all glad that you're here, and we want to hear your input on this very important measure. And we certainly appreciate our media for being here and providing coverage just for those who aren't present today. Okay. So moving along with that then, the chair will ask for approval of our agenda for this February 6, 2014 special call meeting, which the only item on the agenda is to discuss the special 1% educational sales tax.
Still moved.
Okay. Motion's been made by Commissioner Foster. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Seconded by Commissioner Teague. Is there any discussion? All right. There being no discussion, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? Okay. That motion is carried and this agenda is approved. Okay. That moves us along to the discussion of the special 1 cent educational sales tax. For the benefit of the commission and the benefit of those present, we will go over a little bit of the history. Initially, the Board of Education asked the County Commission to impose a special 1% sales tax for education. That was done in 2011. Now, as part of that, the Commission wanted the people to vote on it at the earliest opportunity, which, and the members who were here can certainly correct me if I'm wrong on that, but that was during the primaries in 2012. Okay, and that was for a 2-year period. People in Cherokee County voted roughly 70% to 30% to approve that special 1 cent sales tax. It went into effect in October, and it will expire in September. And that's one of the reasons that we're voting September 2014. That's one of the reasons that we're looking to have the people decide again in the primaries in June, because that way, once it expires in September, it picks back up in October. There's no skipping there, which would place an undue burden on the merchants trying to figure out what days they need to collect what percentage. So in order to streamline things, that's the reason we're having to do this now, to get it on the ballot in June. To get it on the ballot in November would be too late because the tax expires at the end of September. Okay, so that's the reasoning behind all that. Superintendent Geis had planned on being here this morning. He had a conflict he could not get out of with the state who's come up. He asked that I please read this memo for the county, for the record. But he says, "Dear Judge Day, I'd hoped to be able to attend the county commission meeting this morning. Unfortunately, there is a special education meeting with the Alabama Department of Education that requires my attendance this morning. On behalf of the Board of Education, I'm writing to express interest in pursuing the passage of a 1 cent sales tax that would be divided equally between the Cherokee County Board of Education and the Cherokee County Commission. The Board of Education still has funding issues that need to be met as the sunset of the current 1 cent sales tax is nearing. The original tax was successful in keeping the county's career and technical education program open and provide the funds needed to start the new electronics program at the Cherokee County Career and Technology Center. Funds were also used to strategically place locally funded teacher units in each of the schools to reduce the teacher-pupil ratio. The Board of Education is fully engaged in repayment of recent years' loans. We are currently making payments of $1.5 million per year and have lowered our total debt to $17.6 million. The majority of our school buildings are older and have higher maintenance costs. The board currently has an excess of $2 million of roofing needs, even after spending over $250,000 on roofing projects this year. An excess of $700,000 of the 1 cent sales tax has been used to purchase textbooks for students over the last 2 years. A school resource officer was made available to the schools through the tax, with the need for an additional resource officer existing. The Board of Education would have struggled to provide our students a quality education in a safe environment without the support of the 1 cent sales tax. It is my sincerest desire that we are able to work together to benefit the students and citizens of Cherokee County. Sincerely, Mitchell Guys. And we'd like to enter that in the record, Mr. Administrator, if you can do that afterwards. That leaves us where we're at today to discuss some of the options available. After discussions with the Board of Education, Superintendent Geis, and amongst the commissioners ourselves, we're looking at four viable options, we feel. And certainly, commissioners, if you would like to add others on here, just please let me know. We'd like to discuss these options today, and then Monday we will action on these actions to determine, you know, which one will be sent forward. Okay, so at this time, would commissioners like me to go over each of the options? Will that be all right? Everybody? Okay. All right. Well, the first option would be a tax share at equal. This would be $750,000 for public safety going to the county, and a yearly estimated revenues to the Board of Education of $750,000. The 1 cent sales tax currently provides roughly $1.5 million per year. So based on that figure, a 50-50 split would give $750,000 for public safety, $750,000 to the Board of Education. The second option would be a tax shared equally, but with money going off the top to fund two resource officers. This would give $700,000 for the general fund for public safety. It would give $700,000 to the Board of Education. Then there would be $100,000 that would be used for the hiring, equipping of two resource officers. And this is based on the estimate of our sheriff that to fund one resource officer, including pay, equipment, transportation, whatnot, would be roughly $50,000 a year. That's where that $100,000 figure comes from for two. And Sheriff, if you would certainly like to weigh in on cost for resource officers other than anything I mentioned, just please raise your hand and I'll let you know on that. All right. Option number three would be to initially the tax would be shared equally with money going to fund two resource officers, but as additional school resource officers are hired, the amount to the Board of Education would decrease. The yearly estimate for public safety would be $700,000. The yearly estimate to the Board of Education would be $700,000 initially, but that would be reduced to $375,000 as resource officers are hired, one for each school. The yearly cost for those resource officers would be $100,000 initially, and that would be capped at $400,000. And a little more explanation of that would be sometimes with the resource officers, qualified candidates don't come up in the numbers that you need right off the bat. So if you need to hire eight resource officers, that would be a tall order to try to do because these are men and women who would be working with children. They have to meet certain qualifications. They have to receive additional training, and you certainly want a high quality candidate. Now, given that, it's going to limit the number that you're able to get. They're just not available in the numbers needed. So what this option would do is the sheriff feels it's reasonable to say you could find two qualified candidates right off the bat. After that, it would take time for the others to come available. As they're hired, that money used to hire them at $50,000 per officer would be taken away from the amount going to the Board of Education until you've hired all the resource officers that, you were looking at hiring, which would be eight, one for every school. So that would mean that as initially the Board of Education would be receiving $700,000, like we would be receiving $700,000, but then that would be reduced by $50,000 every time a resource officer is hired. Also, if grants are found to fund resource officers, that amount would pay for them, and it would not be deducted from what the Board of Education would be receiving. Okay. The last option would be a tax with 25% going to the Board of Education, the remainder being used to hire up to eight resource officers. This would give an estimated $1.25 million initially to public safety. That would be reduced to $725,000 as these resource officers are hired. An estimate to the Board of Education per year would be $375,000, which they would receive without anything being taken away. So as the resource officers become available, that expense would be borne totally by the county. Okay. Well, those are our four options. At this time, if commissioners, if you'd like to be recognized, just please say so, and I'll let you give your opinions on the process or any of these options.
Judge, I'd like to say I appreciate the work you've done on this, and it gives us something to look at, study over, and we definitely know there's a need, and it's up to the. And I believe far and wide that we need to let the whatever we decide, it needs to be definitely with the voters saying yay or nay on what they want to do.
Okay. Any other commissioners? Okay. I think I can speak on behalf of the body that's saying that, you know, echoing what Commissioner Teague said, yes. Ultimately, the people are the ones that need to decide if they would like to do this. The county has some severe needs in the amount of public safety. To give you an example, with our detention center, it's $1.5 million right now in the hole. We have a duty by state law to properly fund the jail in the county. There are other public safety needs, such as the need for resource officers, and I think some of these options, most of them actually, three out of the four address that need at varying degrees as well. I think the body can all agree that we want to work with the Board of Education, share in this tax with the Board of Education. The discussion is to what ratio, and that's the purpose we were here today, to give commissioners information on possible options for that, to give them time to think about it, to give you time to talk to your commissioners about what you feel, and ultimately we'll decide on that at Monday's meeting, which will take place right where we're at 10 a.m. in the morning. We'll have a 9 o'clock planning session and before that, which will be immediately behind us should y'all care to attend that. Okay. Commissioners, do you have any other discussions? Do you have any other options that are not on here that you would like the other commissioners to know about and possibly think of?
Most of my questions involved asking the Board of Education some questions. So most of what I had for today's meeting is going to be unresolved.
Okay. Well, there being no other input, I ask commissioners take this information. Please think about it. Please pray on it. And at this time, the chair will entertain motions that we adjourn.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Motion's been made by Commissioner Parker and seconded by Commissioner Foster. Any discussion? There being no discussion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, and unopposed. We stand adjourned, and certainly we're available to talk with anyone this year. All right, thank you.